Summer is a lean time for adjunct professors. They teach part-time, and in the summer, there are often fewer courses available for them. And at Binghamton University, things are even tighter. That's because of an unusual payment system that has adjuncts competing for students' attention. Solveig Wasvet has more.
This is John Antonier's office for the summer.
This is the computer lab, the pods next to us. A bunch of cubicles with computers.
Tanir is an adjunct at Binghamton University. She's working on her PhD and teaching to support herself. During the year, she gets paid a flat rate for each course she teaches. But in the summer, it's different. Tanir gets paid by the student.
So you have to have minimum six students.
Six students gets you $1,600 in her department. If you max out at 41 students, you make more than double that. For an adjunct trying to make a living in the summer, this is tricky.
You have to basically sell your class to get paid, you know, a fair amount.
Not to worry, though. She has a pretty good strategy. A couple years ago, she offered a class with the title Sociology of the Body. Low signups. It didn't even make the minimum it needed to run. This year, she has the same class.
And the title is Sex, Body, and Culture. Sex, Body, Pop Culture.
The change worked.
So it's breaking records, actually.
She says normally a summer class gets 10 or 20 students. Hers has 35. The extra money that brings in is key for Tanir. Her husband, James Pariseau, is also an adjunct at Binghamton University. They don't have any other income. Pariseau has his own strategies for boosting his summer paycheck.
I was teaching a class called Video Games and Global Capitalism, where we looked at the sociology of video games.
It's not his usual subject matter. Pariseau says he wishes he could offer something more substantial, like what he teaches during the year. American history, classes about the destruction of Native American communities. Those issues aren't financially viable in the summer system.
If I tried to teach a very, like, depressing, serious topic, probably nobody would sign up for it.
Summers are known for lighter fare, but this payment system is pretty unique to Binghamton University. Most other SUNY colleges don't use it. Binghamton says it's key because the summer term is self-supporting. Its budget comes only from student tuition. Classes need to bring in enough to cover their costs. James Pitteressi oversees the program. He says if professors got paid flat rates, a class would need 15 or 16 students to break even.
My guess is that if we went to a flat rate system, we would be offering fewer courses.
He admits it's not perfect.
But at least it allows that course to be offered if the instructor wants to. And they can opt out and they can say, no, I don't want to do that.
But Tanir and her husband still have to pay the bills, even in the summer.
And we've been getting by. I mean, barely, you know, saving up anything. We don't save up anything. There's nothing left at the end of a month.
Tanir's looking forward to the fall when she doesn't get paid per student. Apparently the title of her class still matters, though.
I first named it Modernity and Gender, and then it was changed to Modernity, Gender, Sexuality.
It's almost full. I'm Solveig Wasvet for WRVO News.